I'm aware that Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has launched the report, and their report is consistent with the thinking among civil society and I think the generality of the population in Zimbabwe. So there's nothing that is entirely new, but I think coming from a group of experts in the field of constitutionalism, it is something that the policy makers need to be aware of and to react in a sensitive and responsible way, because I think all of us have always known that the process has not been satisfactory, and the issue now is whether, if the process is not accepted or is wrong, whether the output in terms of the constitution that is going to come out of that process will be right, whether you can get a correct constitution out of a wrong process. The other issue is obviously whether if you get a good constitution in terms of content out of this current faulty process, do you reject a good constitution simply because the process has been bad and literally throwing the bathwater and the baby, as we did in 2000 when we rejected the Chisikausiku constitution?
The group actually says that it believes the outcome from the current constitution process will produce a transitional supreme document, and that the struggle for a people-owned constitution must continue under a new government. Do you think this process can be undone?
It's possible that the output, not necessarily the outcome, the output in terms of the constitution, the document that is going to come out of the current drafting process led by Chinengo and his team, it is very possible that since this document is going to be viewed as a document arising not as a result of effective people participation in the constitution making process, that society may then deem it that it is important once the political outcome arising out of this drafting process results in a more permissive environment for Zimbabweans to collectively participate in identifying their values, you know, they're developing a new value system. So it is from that analysis that they come to the conclusion that this is going to be transitory in nature. It's being looked at in the context of the global political agreement and the requirements for political reforms that are necessary for the global political agreement and the resultant inclusive government to come to an end in a manner that is satisfactory to the SADC and the AU. Because as we do, as we are now, you know, the government that is there is a product of mediation by SADC. For it to come to an end, it's going to be important for this government to adopt some form of constitution which then allows for the SADC to certify that the Zimbabweans are now firmly in control of their own destiny and are no longer under the supervision or oversight of the SADC in terms of the political reforms. So from that perspective, the ZLHR are correct to say this opportunity for making a new constitution which involves everyone seems to have been squandered because of the current political contestation, and also because the forces of resistance to change are still so strong that they will not allow people to effectively define their own future and codify that future and that value system in the form of a new constitution.